The Second Objective by Mark Frost. Narrated by Eric Steele. Disc 1.
Prologue. The Wolf's Lair, Rostenburg, East Prussia. October 22, 1944. At 12:30, Lieutenant Colonel Otto Skorzeny left the command bunker. He walked alone down the corridor outside, buried 20 feet below ground, bleak with artificial light. The poorly ventilated air still smelled of musty concrete and earth. The Führer had named his new field headquarters, one of 10 structures linked by underground passages, Die Wolfschanze, the Wolf's Lair. To Skorzeny, in that moment, it felt more like a tomb. Skorzeny stared at the medal he held in his hand, the German cross rendered in gold. He had just received the Reich's highest decoration for his most recent paramilitary operation, a bloodless coup that replaced the regent of Budapest with a fascist cipher. Only a year before, Skorzeny had rocketed to fame after his first triumph, the daring rescue of Italian dictator Benito Mussolini from imprisonment on a remote Italian mountaintop. He had since led his personally trained Special Forces Brigade on 6 other suicidal assignments and was known and feared throughout Europe as Hitler's commando. The orders he had just received made those missions seem like a training exercise. Madness. This is madness. The staff told him afterward that no one had seen the Führer in such a positive mood for months. He seemed at last to have shaken off the ill health and depression that had beset him, after the nearly successful attempt on his life by a cadre of aristocratic German officers in July. The amphetamines must be working.